Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
It's Shamika Mickles. That's Shmeaka Mickles.
Okay, you can go ahead and transfer.
All right. Thanks, Shireen. Hello,
Thank you.
Shamika.
Yes.
All right, Shireen's going to take care of you now, okay? You both have a good one.
Okay.
You too.
Bye
Bye-bye.
now.
You too.
Hello, Shamika?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Did you say what now?
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
I guess yes.
Okay. Again, this is a recorded line. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And do you by chance know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Big sale.
Is it diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
And who would this be in regards of?
Myself.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm cancer free. Thank
Okay.
you.
I'm happy to hear that. All right, I'm going to try to get through this as quick as
Thank you.
possible, okay? I know it's very difficult to talk about, but I'm just going to ask you the required questions. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
What was the date you were diagnosed?
January 2015.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home. And what is the address of where you used it?
2006 Cumberland Drive, Plainfield, Illinois, 60586.
Okay, so I have 2006 Cumberland Drive in Plainville, Illinois, zip code 60586.
Correct.
And is this your current address?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you recall?
No.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
2007, I was 24.
Okay.
No,
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was not 24. That's
What year were you born? I can do the math for you.
1983. Gotta
1983.
count back the years.
Don't worry, I can do the math for you. All
was
right, so 2015, 1983, so approximately
32.
32. Okay.
32. Yeah,
Okay.
going on 32. 31, going on 32.
Okay. And then how many years have you sprayed Roundup for, if you had to make an estimate?
I had started using it in 2007, and I was diagnosed in 2015, so about 7 years,
7 years, okay. And have you
seven and a half years, yeah.
okay? And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Smart.
And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And this is going to be based off your past or present medical history. These are going to be yes or no's. Have you had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, organ transplant, or hepatitis B or C?
No.
Okay. Have you had Epstein-Barr, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, or diabetes?
No.
Have you had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
And can you spell your first name for me, please?
S-H, M as in Mary, EAKA.
Okay, and your last name?
M as in Mary, I C K L E S.
Okay. And do you have a suffix in your name, such as junior or senior?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
And are you currently married?
No.
Okay. And can I get your date of birth?
8/11/83.
And can I get your full social?
360-724723.
Okay. And let me get your height and weight, please.
5'5", 189.
Okay. And can I get your email?
Shamika@gmail.com.
Just your first name at gmail.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for you is 773-640-9392. Is that correct?
Correct.
And is this your cell phone, your home, or both?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
I had saw the ads popped up on Facebook.
And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? What date?
I don't know the exact date.
If you had to estimate about the month and the year?
I want to say about when I went and went in for testing for okay. the symptoms that I had in January 2015.
Okay, so roughly around January 1st, 2015? Okay. And then if you had to put a number on it, how many times a year did you use Roundup? Approximate.
I used it once a month.
Okay. Was that every month out of the year?
I want to say I didn't use it in the wintertime. So
about 9 months out of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. So about 9 times a year, is that correct?
Yeah, because I didn't use it in the winter months.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you started spraying 2007?
Mm-hmm.
And stopped spraying 2015?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied?
On the side of the house and in the backyard and on both sides of the house and along the garage area, the sidewalk, along the side of the garage. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
The walkway.
The walkway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I just want to confirm the state you use the product in is... Illinois?
Correct.
All right. The next couple questions are a little bit repetitive. What was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Did you personally spray Roundup yourself?
Yes.
And then how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying it at home?
Yes.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Yes.
And if you had to put a number on it, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
Ooh.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to count the past 7 years. Let me just get the calculator.
You said you sprayed it roughly around 9 times a year and you used it for 7 years? So the math on that would be about 63?
63, yes.
Okay, so you want to put 63 down?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And have you been exposed to either benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay, and the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
Okay, and do you remember the store where you purchased the Roundup?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases?
That was so long ago, ma'am. I don't
Okay.
have those receipts.
No worries. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No.
Okay. The attorneys do ask if you happen to find anything like that, just do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you about 9 questions. These are all going to be yes or no's, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
At the time, no, I wasn't employed.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes.
Okay. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. In regards to the bankruptcy, has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes.
What year was it discharged?
2016, I believe.
Okay.
2016.
And what court was your bankruptcy in?
Like in Illinois?
Yeah, in Illinois.
It was in, yes.
Do you remember the court or no?
I don't remember the court, but I know I filed it.
In Illinois, okay. And then
mm-hmm.
Do you have any other details you'd like to add regarding your bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. All right, and then in terms of the doctor that diagnosed you, what is the name of that doctor?
Dr. Rudy, spelled R-U-D-Y, Sudan, S-U-I-D-A-N.
Okay, and they're located in Chicago?
No, in Downers Grove, Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital.
Is that in Illinois?
Yes.
And what did you say the name of the hospital was?
Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital.
Alrighty, I'm just looking it up on Google. And then is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I have Rudy Sudan. And then were you treated at Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And the address I have for that hospital is 3815 Highland Ave, Downers Grove, Illinois, zip code 60515.
Correct.
That's where they diagnosed you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a phone number for the physician?
Yeah, because I had just looked, me and the lady before you had just looked it up because I didn't have it on hand.
Okay, no worries.
Hey,
whenever you're ready.
Oh, 630-635-5900.
Okay. And then what was the date that you started your treatment?
I started in January. I don't remember the exact date.
Okay, roughly around January 1st.
Yeah, the beginning of January.
Okay. And that's 2015, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
No worries. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, or any other treatment?
Immunotherapy and radiation therapy.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Live with me.
Okay. Do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And who is this person to you?
My son.
Okay, and what is your son's phone number?
773-540-5811.
And can you spell your son's first name for me, please?
K A D as in dog, E N, Hayden.
Last name?
Lehman spelled L E H M A N N, Lehman.
Okay. All right, Shamika, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to review all the information with you on the phone really quickly. If I'm going too fast or if something doesn't sound correct, feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma approximately around January 1st, 2015. You'll be filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You sprayed Roundup at your home address of 2006 Cumberland Drive, Plainfield, Illinois, zip code 60586. You sprayed Roundup for roughly around 7 years. Your first name, Shmeeka, spelled S-H-M-E-A-K-A. Last name, Mickles, M as in Mary, I-C-K-L-E-S. I have your social as 360-724723, and I have your date of birth as August 11th, 1983. I have your height as 5'5", 189 pounds. I have your email as shmeaka@gmail.com, and I have your cell phone number as 773-640-9392. And you sprayed Roundup, you sprayed Roundup roughly around 9 times a year. You started spraying Roundup in 2007 and stopped spraying in 2015. You sprayed residentially on the side of the house, the backyard, along the garage area, and along the sidewalk and walkway. Is that correct so far?
Yes.
Okay. You sprayed in the state of Illinois, and you sprayed directly, residentially, at the home, and you sprayed yourself. You've had roughly around 63 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You used a concentrate. You purchased it at Home Depot. And you filed for bankruptcy in 2016 in the Illinois court. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Rudy Sudin. He is located at Advocate Good Samaritan Hospital at the address of 3815 Highland Ave, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. And I have his phone number as 630-275-5900. You started treatment roughly around January 1st, 2015. And in terms of treatment, you received chemotherapy and radiation.
Correct.
Okay. I have your current address as 2006 Cumberland Drive in Plainfield, Illinois, 60586 for the zip code in Will County. And I have your emergency contact as your son that lives with you. His phone number is 773-540-5811. And I have his first name, Kaden, K-A-D-E-N. Last name, Lehman, spelled L-E-H-M-A-N-N. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is there anything else you'd like me to add or change?
No.
Okay. What I'm going to have you go ahead and do is put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. Really quickly, I do have one question for you. Two questions for you. I do need a month of when you started spraying Roundup and a month that you stopped spraying Roundup. So if you had to estimate, what month did you start spraying Roundup in 2007?
I want to say the springtime, so probably like around April.
April 1st, 2007?
Yes.
And then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
Was like October 20, what's that, 2014?
2014, okay. So I have...
Yeah,
when
I didn't
started...
use it for the winter month.
Okay, so I have the date
like
you started...
Like October, yeah.
Okay, October. All right, so I have the date you started spraying Roundup as April 1st, 2007, and the date you stopped spraying Roundup as October 1st, 2014?
Yes.
And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
It impacted a very great deal. I was scared, first of all, of cancer, but I am now living cancer-free. So it very much impacted my life as well as my kids' life in a major way.
Okay. Again, I'm so, so sorry to hear that, but I'm happy to hear you're doing good now.
Thank you.
Okay. Now what I'm going to go ahead and do is send you these documents. So yeah, go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Okay.
And then you're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen. Let me know once you receive it.
I did.
Okay, go ahead and click on the link. What you're going to do is kind of click through the yellow buttons, and it's going to prompt you to a bunch of signatures. And then you're just going to go ahead and sign it.
Okay.
If you have any questions, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay. And this document is for out of HIPAA relief form, a medical record. Okay.
You're also, once you're finished, you're also going to get an email with the documents as well, so you have them.
Okay. You got, I'm finished with that one.
Okay, let me check on my end. Give me one second. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, if you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me from that 949 number. That's my direct point of contact. The attorneys are going to be reaching out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify your case. So be on the lookout for their call. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. And if for any reason you wanted to discontinue your case, you can't do so without speaking to them either. So just make sure you speak to them. If you have any questions with them, feel free to ask them. They're super, super customer service oriented. With that being said, Shmeika, I do want to thank you so, so much for your time and being super patient with me over the phone. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't take too much of your time, but I did want to say I'm very happy to hear that you're still with us. And again, if you have any questions or concerns, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.